Okay, I'm gonna record this, but this is not how I originally wanted to do it. But for the sake of time and to show what is possible, we're gonna do this anyway. So first we're going to make a... let's see what we wanna do here. I think we're going to make a bullet point. I have little points for mobile photography. All right, that's what we're gonna do. So we're gonna say, we're gonna look for some bullet points for mobile photography. And then we're just going to talk about some of these things. Because that's just what it is. First, we're going to clean our lens regularly. Wipe your lens and ensure you have sharp photos. If you have dust and smudges all over your lens, then it's possible that you won't have as sharp photos as you want. Now, I will say it's possible too to have great images with the smudges. Just because your lens is smudged or something's cracked doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad take, it's a bad photo. It's just something that might just be unique for you, right? Now, one thing that I have about my my phone, I have an iPhone 14 Pro, and I have a glass over it, so I have a little clearer, you know, people can put the privacy screens over that thing. And it's an advantage and it's a disadvantage. I guess the advantage is it's privacy-ish for those who's next to you. The disadvantage is when you want to use it to take images or take, you know, do other things, you're limited. You're limited when watching movies, different angles. It sucks when it comes to that. So realistically, and actually, no, let me rephrase that. It mainly works when it's in the portrait mode. And that's when the privacy section, normally, at least the screen that I have available, it has the portrait mode is where the privacy comes in. I'm sure there's other lenses that gives you complete privacy all around, all day long, doesn't matter, you pay a little bit more. I'm fine with what I got. Now, this lens here, the cover itself is actually broken. And this happened before with an older Android phone I had. The phone dropped, the lens became shattered. This was for the Galaxy Note 4, just to give you an idea of how long ago that's been, right? So the Galaxy Note 4, and the lens ended up breaking, but it was fine because it created unique photos. So it's just to give you that mindset, that bit of comfort. If your lens ever break, or if your phone ever breaks the lens of the camera, how bad is it broken? Now, I mean, of course, if it's like super broken, you know, that's fine. But if you have other options for lenses, then let it be broke. Have that experience. My front-facing camera, it does take a good picture in the front, but also I know that if it hits light a certain way, it's going to create a flare or some sort, right? And that right there is going to be unique for the phone that I'm using at a given moment of time, which no one else is going to have that same picture. No one else is going to have that glare in the same angle as me, because it's not a one-size-fit-all type of thing. It's not I have a camera and now everyone else has the same image. No. Anyway, even if that was the case, we still don't capture the same image as someone else who has a mobile device, because we're all unique individuals and we all see things differently. All right. So now, say you get your lens claim. You want to do all this. You're clean. You're dust free. You're ready for the next step. Now, what I would do is I would say, let's learn about some of the manual features about the device. Now, all the manual features are not always accessible for everyone, right? So that's just to say, that's just to say that you have to learn how to get manual with them. Nowadays, so when we learn how to use different apps, and we're going to talk about these things in other recordings where we go over some of the editing features that your phone naturally will have, and also some of the third-party applications that will get your images looking other ways. You know, maybe you want to have a pixelated type of image or whatnot. That's fine. We can do that. Maybe you want to have some other type of retro something. That's available as well. Everything is available under the sun. Technically, it's just that finding the access to those realms would involve me exploring a little bit more of who we are, right? And what are we allowing ourselves to do, and how are we allowing ourselves to create? And each time we find a direction that we're heading, it's best to take a break, breathe, be okay with not doing it 100% all the time, because we all need a break. We all need to relax. We all need to separate ourselves from ourselves at times. And this is where, for us, we haven't been in a while, a float tank is where we can get a break from this world, if that makes sense. We can get a break from walking, standing, lying down on the surface. We can just float and be in such space. Back to what I was saying. Now, we're talking about mobile photography, and we first went over cleaning your lens. First, you want to make sure you're starting in the right direction. Clean your lens. If you have mobile settings can also be your lighting, you know, your exposure. Are we setting our light exposure on auto, or are we allowing it to just, are we stopping it, pushing the button down, freezing it, and then taking the image, you know, and then that way each image we take, when we lock the exposure, it's going to look similar, and it's not going to constantly change as auto exposure would do. When we get more into the details of mobile photography, when we get into the details, we start to understand that there are settings. There are settings that could drastically shift the way our photography is taken. The images are taken. Mobile photography is interesting, actually. It's available, really. It's there. It's in your purse. It's just in your pocket. It's somewhere. It's in your car. It's just mobile, right? And we can learn from this. We can learn from experimentation. So, sure. You have a course, but what happens when we experiment with the possibilities of randomness? What happens when that comes about? What happens when we take our own images in creative ways and then we say, you know what, let me learn some of the traditional things. Let me learn from our structure type of situation. Your structure comes in times. You don't, it doesn't just come immediately. It comes over time. And as we continue to build our structures, we have to give ourselves, okay, the permission to be okay with not building it as fast as we want things to be built. Because reality is, it will come about when it does. And when it does, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good, real good. And this is why we are doing things we're doing, because we know that there's a lot of value. That comes from those who put in the work. Let's see what else we got. We're going to go back over to this later. So we went over clean your lens. We're going to go over to the, we talked about manual control for a second. Utilize the manual control like exposure slider and tap to focus. These give you control over your images. We want to avoid the digital zoom because once we zoom in too far, then the quality will get degraded. So the digital zoom can reduce image quality instead of getting closer to your subject, or consider attachment lens. And we want to make sure we use good lighting, editing, iPhone camera settings. So we're going to go over this a little bit later. So right now, this is just a test of macro photography through mobile photography world, or whatever. We'll see what this comes out to be.